T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There has been a debate going on this show for as long as this show has been around.
That's true.
And I've been right the whole time, but I haven't been able to show you that I'm right.
You thought you were right this whole time, but you haven't been able to prove your rightness.
Dude, you're more biblical than I am.
I am. I've read it.
Well, I've read it too.
Oh, okay. You don't read. You watch the
I had
movies.
To read it in catechism.
God. You retain none of it.
We're talking about when you die, is there life after death?
Okay.
And I've said that even though there's some science behind, like your brain stays alive for a couple minutes and maybe that's what that bright white light is, and your brain tells you you're going to see your dead puppy, Raina, and your uncle, you know, Charlie and all the stuff, that maybe that's all just an illusion and there really isn't. Because you're more of a literal Bible guy. Like if you die, like we still have to wait for the rapture and only 128 by 128 or something.
You're right. You go in the ground. You're not judged yet. You have to wait till people return to judge you. And that's when you go to the heaven or hell if they exist.
Here's the thing. There's a dude on the internet that is now gone.
Oh, a dude on the internet's proving it.
Absolutely.
Oh, some dude. Okay.
He was on Reddit and he drowned. He did a thing the other day. He had drowned a year and a half ago. He experienced a sensation like he was traveling in the moments before he was resuscitated by the lifeguards. He says, "I was gifted knowledge of where it is that good souls go and where doomed souls are sent to."
Doom soul.
He says, "When you die, you know you're dead because one of two things will happen. You'll either be traveling through what will look like a tunnel of light shooting all around you.
Oh, it's a tunnel of light again.
Or
it's always that tunnel of light.
Or you'll be in a dark place.
Oh, no light.
You'll be in a place that comes with nothing but fear and darkness all around."
Okay.
He goes into a lot of detail about the dark place, saying he was led there.
Detail, because it was dark. He can't really see much, but he had details of the
He
dark.
Says the place has, dude.
What? No, I'm trying to follow along.
Were you this way in school when they were trying to explain gravity to you? Prove it!
Oh, so it affects a feather the same as an apple, huh? Does it? Does it? Really?
This dude on Reddit is the Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh, okay.
Of the afterlife.
I'm all show respect. So okay.
Do you even know what that word means?
Isaac Newton?
Respect.
Oh, that.
The guy goes on to say, for those of you who
believe in this bunk,
he says, "The place has no light. In this place, you'll know you're in hell and that you'll be there for all eternity. Damn. I saw this glowing cord because I was guided to it. I was fortunate enough to see something so amazing."
Wait, the glowing cord was in the dark hell?
I think the glowing cord is just like this reminder of like maybe that's the escalator to the good spot.
So follow the glowing cord is where you want to go. When I die, if I see a glow, I'm set. Oh, there's a glowing cord.
This guy saw the glowing cord, but he was being led to hell. All I'm saying is
that's bad. The glowing cord's bad.
Lil D and I were talking about this.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to say this. The concept of hell being fire and brimstone and a horned beast and the whole thing. Scary. Like for me, it's like wakey wakey. It's time for your sour cream, yogurt, cottage cheese.
Oh, which you hate.
They'd be giving me all the things. I'd be surrounded by the things I hate.
Clowns and yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is almost scarier because it's like
the glowing cord.
It's no, the,
oh,
the nothing, the darkness,
the abyss,
the yes. And you even said something biblical off the air. You said, what did you say? It's like you're
the furthest away from God's love. You're in the dark and there's no one.
So
there
you're coming
you.
Around to it.
No. So far hell's just, I'm in the dark. I'm stumbling around in the dark and there's a cord. Wait, the glowing cord. Grab that cord.
I feel.
Pull us up to heaven.
I don't know why.
What?
I feel a little bit like this is the dark place for me.
Oh, butter. I'm sorry.
And I'm scanning the room.
I'm your glowing cord.
And there's no glowing cord, Steve. Uh-oh. You're not my glowing cord.
I want to be your glowing cord.
You're not. Okay. You're the darkness and the emptiness.
Oh.
Far away from God's love.
Sorry, bud. Slacker and Steve.